Jesus shed for me.
Its power. You can depend on the blood all the way. From now on, there is no end to its power. There is no end to its power. Hear me, saints of the living God. There is no end to the power of the blood. Do you want the blood working in your life? I mean, you can have anything that God's got if you want it on the level that God gives it. If you want it on the level that God gives it. And God is mightily ready to fill your life with the richest of grace. With the richest of grace, He will satisfy every longing in your soul. Now, the program today is an exciting one. Hallelujah Living is a Biblical Life. Now, that's my title. Hallelujah Living is a Biblical Life. Now, you got to hear that. Because that is powerful stuff. Hallelujah Living is a biblical life. God ordained that you live a life of multiplicity. God ordained that you live a life of great joy and excitement. The Bible calls it a life full of joy that passeth understanding. I mean, passeth understanding. The Bible even says you can ask things that you can't even think of coming from him, and he wants to satisfy you with good things. Oh, my scripture, my Bible says that. Your Bible says that. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he will give thee the desires of thine heart. Now, I want to bring you a program today that could change your life from being a pygmy, a little nothing, a nobody, to being somebody that God can use for his honor and for his kingdom and to make your life fulfilling. You say, Brother Chambers, you sound like those charismatic crowd. Well, they've took it to levels I will never take it. And I require, and the Bible requires, a life of utter surrender. These things don't come just because you ask for them. They come because you live in preparation for them. Now, let me say some things to you today. Number one, you must choose the life of hallelujah living. It is not something that happens automatically. You must choose to live a hallelujah life. Now, are you willing to make that choice? You must choose it. God don't give it to you and make a robot out of you. God never makes a robot out of anybody. That's a thought that I hope I get through to you today, is that God don't make a robot out of anybody. God don't just give you what he wants to give you because he wants to give it to you. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. The same scripture says you ask and receive not because you asked amiss, that you may consume it upon your lust. If you're just lusting for a bunch of things, then you don't need them. I'm telling you that right now. All you need is that which brings the glory of God into your life and makes you a picture of holy living, of clean living, of biblical living, and makes you know the blessings of the Lord. Now, remember those two thoughts, because they are important for you to have all through this broadcast, and that is, God lets you make the choice of the level of life that you're going to live. God lets you make the choice of a hallelujah life. How long has it been since you were saying hallelujah all day? I mean, everywhere you went, you were just hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Well, you know, I'm learning to live with that hallelujah all the time. Praise the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. And forget not all his benefits. We'll go to that text in a minute. I'm here to tell you, friend, it is a life that you must choose. Now, let's talk about your free will a minute. God gave you one of the greatest gifts a human being can have, and that's the right of free will. The right of free choice. You choose. I know there are religious groups that teach against free will, but they're just as wrong as they can be, because this Bible makes it plain. You choose the level of your life. You choose how deeply you're going to live for God. You choose how faithful you're going to be to the holy life. You choose the things that are biblical. You choose to live by the Bible. God don't choose. Well, God chose it for you. He wills it for you, but he doesn't make it. He doesn't make you do it, but he gives you a free will, a right to choose. Now, what are you choosing for your life? Tell me, what are you choosing? We're going to take some calls in a little bit, and I really want to get into that with you on the telephones, okay? I hope my secretary's here. Maybe they'll open my door and let me know, because I hadn't seen them before the program started. But I want to tell you, friend, it is a delight, and it is a joy to bring you such hope and such excitement. Is this, that you have the freedom of a wonderful life, but you got to choose it. It is up to your will how much of God you want in your life. So free will or free choice is one of the greatest ideas that God could have ever come up with. And it was God who came up with it. He made you a free moral agent. He made you a free moral agent in his world, so you choose what kind of life you want to have, and you're going to have, and you've got to choose it, and nobody is going to choose it for you, okay? Now, hallelujah living is a God's plan of life. I said, hallelujah living is God's plan of life. I mean, that's what God wants for you. He wants you to live an abundant life. The Bible makes it plain. The book of John, chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus said it, the devil comes to kill and to destroy, but I've come to give you life and give it to you abundantly, or more abundant. See, God chose to give you abundant life. Now, that's hallelujah life. That's what I'm talking about. Abundant life. Hallelujah life. A life lived in the fullness of God. I've been living there 67 years. I know it's real, and I know it's possible. I got saved at 16, and I've lived an abundant life ever since then. 67 years. I'm 83 years old, but I'm living with such an abundant life. I'm almost ashamed of my happiness. I'm almost ashamed of my good health. I'm almost ashamed of how wonderfully I'm healed and living for Him. Because abundant life is my choice, and I choose to obey Him. I choose to please Him. I choose to do His will, and I really don't want nothing else. Now, I want you to get this. This is going to be so important. God's will for you is to be a hallelujah person. God's will for you is to be a hallelujah person. But now listen, this is so important. The hallelujah life is not something that comes up out of you. Are you getting that? I'm going to spend a little bit of time there. Hallelujah life is not something that is already in there and you just hatch it out. No, sirree. This abundant life has to be poured into you. It has to be poured into your life. The Bible, the Holy Spirit, the power of the blood. And let me give you something else. The great people you hang around. The mentors that you have chosen. We live in a generation of the millennials. They don't want nobody to pour nothing into them. They think they are a law unto themselves. And they think they have it inside. And all they got to do is let it out. And a lot of noise comes out, but not much more. And not much above it. You know, because it just isn't in there if it's not being poured in there. It's got to be poured in. The Holy Spirit came to pour Himself into you. And He pours Jesus into you. And the great Christians that you know. I was coming down the highway the other day. I'd been down to Clayton and preached for Brother Larry Hunt last Sunday morning. And I was coming home. And I just had a wonderful time coming home. Nearly 4 hours on the road. And I was praying and seeking God. And the Lord began to show me the people who had been poured into my life. And I went back to Wade H. Horton. I went back to Ray H. Hughes. I went back to R.P. Johnson and so many others and began to realize those men had the privilege because of my open heart to pour themselves into me. They were men of God. They walked with God. They lived in the Holy Ghost. They lived in the Bible. And so they had something to give this little young squirt that got saved out of the country off of tobacco fields and the cornfields and the wheat fields and tended to the cows and the pigs and the chickens, Bantam hens and Bantam roosters. I mean, all of that was part of my early life. And thank God I found a church that was full of those men like Wade Horton. I found a church that was full of the R.P. Johnsons. And I let them pour themselves into me. And then I got in the Bible and I began to seek God and He filled me with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Ghost began to pour Himself into me and everything I am. Not a bit of it come out of here. I'm here to tell you, Joe Chambers didn't come out of here. Joe Chambers came from up there. That's every bit of what I believe with everything in me. And I'm bringing you these things because they will change your life. The most important thing to you to get right today is it's not inside of you. It doesn't come out of you. It is not something you've already got. You are rotten. You are in sin and bitterness. You were shaped in iniquity and born in evil. I'm here to tell you, you are by nature a sinner. And it's only Jesus who can change that nature by the blood and pour Himself into you. And so this abundant life, this hallelujah life, doesn't come out of here. It comes from up there. Oh, if I could get that in everybody's head that's listening to me, I would have a changed audience. I'm telling you. You would begin to realize, hey, it isn't in me. I don't have it, but it's up there. And it's in His great saints. And they'll pour it in me. He'll pour it in me. The Bible will pour it in me. You've got so many sources to depend on. You really have. You got so many sources. Think for a minute of the sources you've got to depend on to get this hallelujah life and to have it poured into you. I'm sitting here today as a source for God, for you, to pour into you the fact that you can have a hallelujah life. And God don't give it to you just because you're saved. He gives it to you because you pour yourself up to Him and open wide the avenues of your heart. And you let God pour Himself into you. Oh, what a truth this is. Now, we'll get to the Bible in a minute, because I really want you to get what I'm bringing you today, is that hallelujah living is a biblical life. Hallelujah living is a biblical life. God don't want you to have anything less than a hallelujah life. I'm telling you, and I believe it with everything in me, God doesn't want you to have anything less than a hallelujah life. Now, do not let anybody in this modern liberal generation tell you you got it in you. That's the thing that the liberal preachers are preaching. I'm telling you, I get amazed at their junk. I mean, it is horrible. It is horrible. And it's all grace. It's all the grace of God. It's not in me. It's the grace of God that pours from heaven into my heart by the sweet Holy Spirit. Oh, what a day. Do not let anybody move things move you to think you got to be small and little and a midget all the days of your life. Man, if anybody started at the bottom, I sure did. Woo! I started at the bottom, but I didn't have it. I knew I didn't have it. I knew I needed it, and I found the source of it, the Bible, the Holy Spirit, the great blood of Jesus, my wonderful brothers and friends. What a life, what a life, what a life, what a life. I am grateful for this life. Now, all of this I've said. Now, you got it. Let me go through these things I've said. One, you must want it. You must ask for it. You must seek it. It must come to your open heart. You've got to have an open heart. You've got to have a hungry heart. You've got to choose it. You've got to say, I'm going to have it. It's God's promise. I'm going in that direction. Number two, you've got to understand that you're not a robot, and He isn't going to make it happen automatically. It's got to be a choice you seek for. The Bible said, delight thyself in the Lord, and He will give thee the desires of thine heart. Delight thyself in the Lord, and He will give thee the desires of thine heart. And you got to understand, number three, it's a free will. It's a free choice. You make it. You say, I'm going to do better. I'm going to live a better life. I'm going to live a happy life. I'm going to live a multiplied life. I'm going to live a life in the full promises of the Bible. We're going to get to those promises. Now, you hang on. Don't you go nowhere. Don't you go nowhere. Don't cut that radio off, please. Don't cut that radio off. Don't cut that cell phone off. Don't cut that internet off. I want you to hear what the Bible says about you having a passionate, a hallelujah, a blessed, a wonderful life. Because I'm telling you, God wants you to have it. Now, hallelujah, grace, hallelujah, living is God's thing. Hallelujah, living is God's thing. It's God that does it. It's God that wants it. It's God that desires it. You don't have it in you, but God has it ready for you. God will visit you and fill you with His beauty. And you don't want to forget, it don't come out of you. You don't have it inside. You are a sinner by birth. You are a sinner by lifestyle. You're a sinner by an old nature that reigns in your mind, in your heart. And that nature's got to be whipped. It's got to be stripped. It's got to be sanctified. It's got to be broken. And the blood of Jesus has got to make a new person out of you. Or you are dead where you are, dead still. Your background is going to continue right on into your foreground. You've got to make up your mind. Are you listening to me? I'm calling for my secretary to let me know she's over there. That always makes me feel good. So please crack the door and slip a finger in. Okay? Now, God wants you to live a hallelujah life. Do you understand that? God wants you to live a hallelujah life. Now, go with me in your Bible, and we're going to start. And we got a lot of scripture. Ooh, there's so many Bible verses for you to live on and live by. It's an overwhelming promise, an overwhelming lifestyle that God wants you to have. Do you understand that? It really is exciting. It's overwhelming. It's marvelous. Now, let's go to Psalms division 103, verses 1 through 5. Psalms division 103, verses 1 through 5. You talk about powerful truth. You talk about wonderful truth. It is overwhelmingly wonderful, and God wants you to have it. Now let's read it closely. Get your Bible if you want to. Psalms 103, and start with verse 1. 103, verse 1. And let's read it. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Now, what is he saying? He is saying, I'm looking to God. He is saying, God is the source of everything I'm fixing to read about. He is saying, God is the everything, and I am the nothing. God is the everything. You say, I'm not going to say I'm nothing. Well, without God, you're nothing. Whether you believe it or not, you just wait till the end results come. Without God, you are a nothing. Without God alone, can you become anything of value? So bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. And then verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Did you hear that? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Are you telling me that God has benefits? I'm telling you that the Bible is loaded with benefits. The Bible is loaded.